This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I know people in Washington like to say House of Cards is nothing like what happens there in real life, but after the election season we're having, I don't know. The fourth season of the Netflix hit drops tomorrow, and whether you're a fan of the cutthroat political world of Frank Underwood or not, the show has definitely made its mark. Netflix plowed an unheard-of $100 million into that first season of House of Cards, and in the doing, also pulled off the first big success for high-quality, online-only television. And things have never really been the same. Marketplace's Adrian Hill has that story.
When we met Frank Underwood back in 2013, he was putting an injured dog out of its misery.
There are two kinds of pain. Sort of pain that makes you strong, or useless pain. Sort of pain that's only suffering. I have no patience for useless things.
I think in many ways that first episode of House of Cards does provide a real metaphor for the changing media environment.
Robert Thompson is a television professor at Syracuse University.
Which is that all kinds of exciting things are going to happen now, but it isn't going to be pretty.
The success of House of Cards helped usher in streaming services as legitimate players in the industry and planted the seeds of cord cutting. Mark Thayer is the author of Televisionaries: Inside the Chaos and Innovation of the Digital Revolution.
It was a huge wake-up call that here was a big new threat, the internet, and it was finally good enough to really be a significant business.
Season one of House of Cards also marked the early days of competition for original content. Today, Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu produce dozens of shows, just as good or better than what's on the networks and cable.
It's led to sort of a feeding frenzy with more money chasing the best writers, the best directors, the best actors.
And a feeding frenzy for us at home. Sure, there have been TV marathons for decades. We could binge watch 24 on DVD or stockpile Friends on our DVRs. But with House of Cards, Netflix gave consumers control over new programs at the start of the season, letting us decide when and how much political scheming we want to watch at once. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.
12:01 Friday morning, as in tonight midnight, basically, is when season four drops. And if you want to know what it's like at Netflix headquarters, when fans everywhere are clicking to binge watch House of Cards, we did exactly that story when season two dropped. It's on our website, marketplace.org.